Hey, Mike.
Say hi to Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hello.
She hears your voice. She starts laughing.
I'm happy to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
So, you know, I'm addicted to baskets. I binge baskets. How do you even describe this kind of show?
Geez, it is hard because it is, to me, it is a brand new type of show. I don't think it's been on before, but I guess if you have to boil it right down to one thing, it's a show about a family.
Right. Yes.
Or, I mean, not your...
typical family.
Or maybe your typical family in this crazy world.
Right? Well, for people who haven't seen it, you play the mother on the show. What is that like for you, channeling your inner feminine side?
Well, you know, I've been doing mom stuff, you know, in my act, and for lots of years, you know, kind of making fun of my mom. And, you know, I get in there, I put the clothes on so I don't screw up the wig. Then I put the wig on, and then they put the makeup on, and then they put lipstick on. Once they put lipstick on you, I don't care who you are, you know, you look at the mirror and go, that looks pretty good.
I feel pretty.
I feel pretty.
You're so good that when the credits roll and it says Louis Anderson, you have to stop and think, Louis Anderson? What role did he play?
Oh, that's very, very generous of you. Thank you.
You are
that
wonderful.
That was my goal during the show, you know, for me to disappear, from Louis Anderson to disappear and the character to come to life.
Well, I know you're also doing a little stand-up comedy tour. I wish you were going to come closer to us. I saw you at Levity Live in Rockland County a couple of years ago. And I don't know if you remember, after the show, we talked a little bit, and I bought 6 of your posters that you were selling for charity. And everybody that I sent them to absolutely loved them. And I gave you a copy of my book, Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped.
I do remember that. And I tell you, that was Levity Live is a great place. I think, you know, probably that's what propels me to continue to do stand-up is, you know, there's a connection there. There's a local connection, especially with radio. You know, radio is what built my career early on, you know, because, you know, I wasn't known. And when I do a radio show, people would show up because the radio show had fans. And so you could build credibility that way. And I still have a warm spot in my heart to do that and to promote it. I think it's still the main vehicle, no matter where you're playing, and no matter who you are, to go on radio and promote your shows.
With Mother's Day approaching, how do you feel about being mother to Chip Baskets, Zach Galifianakis?
Well, being Chip's mom, you have to be ready for whatever gift comes your way, if anything. But usually, Chip will remember. He will give mom something. And, you know, mom will, no matter how old Chip gets, put it right there on the refrigerator.
What would Baskets' mom want for Mother's Day?
Well, just a visit, a beautifully written card. Try to practice if you can so you don't screw it up. And a 20 is always nice. Moms love a beautiful $20 bill.
Very practical. Louis Anderson, you're one of our favorites. We love everything you do, and we hope that you'll make it into our area very soon again.
I do, too. And we start Baskets September 15th, start filming it. So we're really excited about the second season.
It's going to be a long wait, so I'll just keep binging on what I got.
Okay, please. You're going to see over the weekend some promos I shot as Mama Baskets for Mother's Day on FX.
Perfect. I will.
Thanks, Louis. All the best to you. Good health.
Thank you.